With us right now, Jane Graham Jennings from the Women's Community. A couple of things to talk about. First of all, you had a rather unique presentation and dedication of a very nice purple bench outside the front door. What can you tell us about that today?
Well, you know, there's a lot of pain that's actually associated with the bench, but also a lot of hope and memory. Kira's family wanted in some way to remember her and make sure that her memory is not forgotten. And so a friend of the family made this bench, and they were trying to find a place that they could put it. And they contacted the Women's Community and said, would you be willing to have this bench memorializing Kira at your agency? And of course we said, yes, we would be delighted to do that, be honored to be a tiny part of the healing for this family, and honored to carry on Kira's memory.
Kira's loss of life started as a domestic issue, and that's something your agency deals with every day. And it seems to be, you know, a problem in a lot of areas, but it goes in streaks, doesn't it, as far as, you know, how many cases and how it's handled. But in the end, you still have people who are hurt, affected, and in many ways have their lives changed by domestic abuse.
That's right. In fact, it touches everybody in our community. Sometimes people don't even recognize how it reaches them, but it touches everyone, not only from the loss, but when we're talking about domestic abuse, we're really talking about a pattern of behaviors, and it doesn't always get to the point of physical abuse. There are psychological and emotional abuses that are really painful for people also. And so what we really want to encourage, and part of the memory for Kira, is also reaching out to people who are in these situations where they're being hurt and saying, please get help. There's a way that this can get better. You don't deserve to live this way. You don't have to live in pain. You don't have to live in fear. And there are people who want to help you. In all of Wisconsin, in every county, there is an agency that provides support services for people to talk about the issues and to talk about being hurt in their home. And what we know is if no one knows what's going on, nothing changes. In these situations, if there's no intervention, there's nothing that changes the behavior. We want the behavior to change. We want the abuse to stop. The only way we can help do that is if someone knows what's going on and intervention is provided. So we always say to people, please, please, please ask for help. Tell someone what's going on. Get the help that your family needs. And that's part of what the legacy that Kira's family would like to leave for her, to say, please ask for help.
A lot of people that I've talked to in, you know, many years past have said that they were always afraid to make that first phone call, that first step toward changing, because they were afraid of that next move or afraid of what might be done to them if they make that first move. And really, that's the last thing they should worry about, isn't it?
Well, there's a lot of fear that exists in these relationships, and so that's one thing we have to be real cautious of, and especially as people who are supported, it can be really confusing. And so people call and say, well, I'm not sure if I should intervene. And we say intervene. Again, nothing changes if no one knows. So there's some fear, well, what if I make it escalate? Well, we also know that people who use power and control in these abusive relationships, they find any excuse that they can to escalate the situation. The situations escalate even when a report hasn't been made. So the idea that if I tell someone it's going to make it worse is something that they use for fear. If no one knows what's going on, absolutely nothing changes. If someone makes a report, could things escalate? Possibly, but they could escalate without that report as well. We know people who have been killed in households where no report was ever made. So it escalated on its own. Intervention is going to be the thing that we're going to be able to help the families and hopefully get the person who is causing the abuse to recognize this is wrong and change their behavior. That's ultimately what we want. A safe family means the person who is exercising power and control stops that behavior. We need to keep people safe. When someone discloses it, we need to believe them, offer them support, and remove the shame that is so often associated with being a victim of this crime.
Let's look at Kira Steger Trevino's example for this one. You have a woman who realized she had an issue. She was planning to file for divorce, but did not seek the outside help of an agency like yours and ended up in peril and ended up dead. This is perhaps the best example of if you have a situation where you fear what that other person may do, just go to people like you, right?
Well, we hope that people do that or tell someone. If they're not comfortable talking to an advocacy agency, to tell someone, call law enforcement to let someone know. One of the things that advocacy agencies can provide is what we call safety planning. What people really need to understand in these situations is leaving doesn't necessarily make someone safer. In fact, the violence tends to escalate, and domestic homicides, about 85% occur after a victim has left or in their threat to leave. Because what has happened is they have now said, you don't have control over me anymore. And the abusive person is saying, if I can't have you, no one can. So we have to be really cautious when we're talking with people and they say, I'm thinking about leaving. Advocacy agencies are versed in understanding all the nuances that exist in that and can help someone with safety planning depending on their individual situation. But if someone isn't comfortable with an advocacy agency, let someone know what's going on so that people can surround you in support and help figure out a way to hopefully keep you safe to prevent this from happening.
Let's change topics a bit. The women's community started their new building project a couple of years ago. You're in there now, but there's still a few things to take care of. What is it that your organization could use to maybe finish off some of the loose ends?
We did. The community is really an incredible place, and we know how fortunate we are to work there. They came together and made this incredible facility. What we are in need of is really the ongoing things that people need when they're in households. So toiletries, household items, clothing, those kinds of things that sometimes people have to leave everything behind to start a new life. And we want to be able to provide for them when they stay at our shelter. It's a very short-term stay, but we can help them move into a new place. So ongoing support, toiletries, shampoo, conditioner, soaps, toothpaste, those kinds of things that you just need every day, that when you run out of your house and you don't have that stuff with you, something that we can provide for them. We take those on an ongoing basis. We take clothing so that people who come in and they don't have any clothes except for what they came in with. We can help them get a few different outfits, some night clothes, some pajamas, some socks and shoes, so that they are able to have a little bit of normalcy return to their existence. So those are things that we take all the time.
Anything you'd like to add today?
The main thing is just to thank you for raising awareness, and that's what October is, Domestic Violence Awareness Month. The bench in Kira's honor is purple by design because that's the color to raise awareness. Tomorrow, October 25th, or Friday, October 25th, has been deemed Domestic Violence Awareness Day. So wear purple on October 25th to raise awareness about this issue. And the most important thing that I always want to say to people is, if you are in these situations, please get help. Please tell someone. It is not your fault. Nothing you ever do can make someone hurt you or control you. And there is help available. There's a whole community of people that care. But if we can't help if we don't know.
Jane Graham Jennings from the Women's Community joining us on WSAU.com.